is for you. Thank you for being my sweet friend, the host, Kai.
Having fun.
Good.
Tell us about the process that you use. All right. As far as contacts and taking people through the process.
Well,
I know everybody personalizes a little bit, so that's why.
Yeah, sure. So,
you know, I'm curious.
Yeah. So I don't lead with the product or the business. I lead with you. Mm-hmm. And what is it that you really want out of your life as we get into a conversation?
Right.
Because if I don't know what you really want, I don't know how to help you. You know, even though we know the product can help everybody, obviously.
Right.
But it's really about you and you and I and our connection initially. So, I mean, why are there some people who become leaders in Niken and others who don't? I mean, it's to do with personal power, it's to do with commitment, and it's to do with clarity of vision and the ability to communicate and the ability to listen, really. So it's so much about that. So that's where I want is to have a great relationship with you first and foremost. No matter what, I want us to be friends. That's what I want, because I like friends. And then that could translate very quickly in the same conversation to Niken. But if I know what you want, if you're looking more than to create an income in business, then I'll talk more about, you know, that. But I'm still going to want to go to your values. What do you really care about? Well, I need to make more money. Why would you want to make more money? Well, because I'd really like to take my kids around the world. Okay, so really it's about you loving your kids and wanting your kids to get a further exposure to the world. Got it. So that, then there's a value there. It's never just about money, is it? It's never about money. I mean, we're not born to come here and make money.
Yeah, right.
But we need money because it's a vehicle, it's a tool.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tool for possibilities. So once we get that straight, then we can tell them, then you want the money, then, okay, what do you need to make something really work for you? Oh, I need $100,000 a year. Okay, that's a roundabout figure or something. So, you know, then we could start talking about, well, you know, our work is to get these technologies out into the world. Every home of wellness home, we are the early adopters. Simon Sinek says the early adopters, you know, you've got your innovators first and your early adopters. The early adopters, once it gets to 13%, about 13 to 15%, 14 to 16%, somewhere in there, then you can start shifting to the early majority. That's what we want. We want to grab the early majority, because once you've got the early majority, they're like, oh, you have a phone like that? I want a phone like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Monkey see, monkey do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you have a necklace like that? I heard about those energy things. I want one of them. You know, it's monkey see, monkey do. We want that place in the marketplace, and we haven't got there yet, because we're like 41% market penetration. So we're kind of like, you know, still kind of, you know, with the machete through the jungle. Like, come on, you know, let's get with the program, everybody. I find the younger people are the ones who are the smartest about energy. They are absolutely tapped in their 20s and 30s about energy. It's so exciting. So I like to work with them. It's a little harder to get their commitment, but, you know.
A lot of them are smarter with money, too, because they're seeing their parents not being able to pay mortgages and stuff like that, and they're going, I want to have none of that.
I think they got it going on really well, the millennials. They see, and they want experiences more than a big house. They're like, who cares about a big house? I want but then there's also the product part. You know, there's like, everybody really needs what we have, and a lot of times, of course, I come across people who are hurting, and I'm like, I think I have something that could help you. Would you be open to taking a look? Have you heard of energy medicine? You know? Yes? No? Well, I think I have something that could really support you. And then we're talking more about the products, the technologies, and then I lend things. And I lend. If they're local, I lend. And I have to lend products all the time, but I lend a lot. I lend sleep, water, air, daytime products. I lend a lot.
I do too.
Good. So they're 24/7 in the field. You know, earth, sun. I learned, it's not like if I don't lend just a band or necklace. I don't. because they're probably not going to get it.
You don't lend what?
Just one band, one nest.
Oh, it's the whole house. As much as you can get to it.
Yeah. The water, I just fill up water bottles for them, you know, glass bottles.
I have two water units I loan out of the bottles.
It's great. Yeah. And it always works for me, because people really get it. And then you have to educate, you know, you might not feel anything whilst you're on these products for 7 to 10 days, but we've done the strength test, we've done the lemon test, we know it works. We've already proven that, so don't forget that. Even if you notice nothing, you know, this is a huge billion-dollar company, so these products work. And, yeah.
I missed, did you say you don't just land one product? Right. So do you land groups?
I land one person, sleep, water, air, and daytime products. Necklaces, maybe some insoles.
So insoles, maybe Magboy necklace.
Yeah. Ringo Touch, whatever they might.
So you're cutting down insults and loaning them?
Oh, yeah. It's worth it to me. If they don't want it, it's okay. Somebody else can have that same size.
What happened to me was, I used to be able, when I first joined Nikon in 2000, I used to be able to just loan out a sleep system, and within a week, somebody would have a good experience. Well, the last 10 years, people are so dehydrated, it takes longer in some cases for the sleep system for them to see an effect.
All right,
so if they went alone.
I've been loaning water first before I'll let them have sleep. But
I loan them together. All right.
You know, I think if I can get them to take both, that would be better.
Well, the thing is, how long do you have their attention? You just don't have it for very long. So if I, you know, now once in a while somebody says, I only want you to try one thing at a time. And I'll argue a little bit. I'll say, well, I understand that because it's kind of scientifically, you know, first elimination, but it doesn't really work that way. I'd much rather lend you all of it right now. And besides which, after this time period, you know, I'm going to have other people who want to have it. If I give you one thing at a time, it's going
to
take us months to get you through it all. And it's going
to
be more impactful if you have it all at once. But there's occasionally somebody who just be like, no. Usually guys, very analytical guys, are like, no, I just want the water, or I just want the sleep. I'm like, okay. And then I'll do that. I'm not going to force them. But I think lending is huge. I think social media is huge. I think YouTube is massive. The little video we made in that dark light, that video did very well. Did you notice?
Yeah, it was just overnight, it was like 150 views or something like that.
I forget what it is now, but it went. I mean, we made a tiny video about his.
Yeah, just us talking at the table over dinner.
YouTube, write it down and go start making videos. It is key. Everybody goes to YouTube how-to. How do I do this? How do I do that? How do I find about this? How do I get rid of neck pain? How do I help my kid with anxiety? I looked up, how do I help my kid with anxiety? I looked up, and there were two videos I looked at, 500,000 views each, and they were useless. They didn't give anything of interest. Pissed me off. It really did. I was like, I have got to make a video about, you know, how to help you deal with anxiety. Because we can help you with anxiety in 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Sleep, water, and air. You know, it's easy. So why aren't we doing that? I say to myself, why aren't I doing that? So we have to get on YouTube and just make short little, you know, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, not 40 minutes. That's different. Like the women creating wealth thing I'm starting now, you know, I'm doing twice a month. That's going to be like 30 minutes. But that's more for consultants who are in primarily. And we just need something for the women that isn't about the product, not about the business structure. It's just about women creating wealth, owning the ability to make money. And getting their power back.
I'll just turn off the back noise. I have smart hearing aids, but I'm not smart enough to turn off the back microphone. So I'm going to do that.
He would turn off his back microphone. Hearing aid.
Oh, you have an ability to turn the.
Yeah.
Oh,
when I remember
when
to do it.
Oh, but that's flawless.
It's great. Oops, that was the wrong one. That was auditorium. That's really loud. There we go.
Anyway, I want to just say that I never go out there to sell product. Mm-hmm. I have never done it from day one.
Right.
I always sell product, but I've never gone out there to sell product. I go out there to find wonderful people who really want to change the world. And that's who I look for. Because they're the people that are going to really make it happen with me. They're the people that are going to help themselves and me make, you know, whatever it is, $250,000 a year. And the product, the default button is the retail sale. The default button. Because if you don't want to work with me, and if you don't want to be an entrepreneur, if you don't want to take this into the marketplace, that's okay. Maybe you'll buy some of these products, and then you can just go to my website and buy them. And you will. And that's fine. But that's not the point of my putting in the effort and time with you, is for you to buy a power band. I want you to have a power band. But it's all about where we put focus. And if we put our focus on retailing, there's a lot of reasons why it's not a healthy thing. One is you'll never make your $100,000 a year. You just, you'd have to bust your butt every day to sell how many power bands? I mean, it's like half. So it's also that people see you as a salesperson. People don't like selling. Your number one objection is, I can't sell. And you just show them it's about selling, which it isn't. It's about education, which you've said very well on chair, I believe. It's about educating people. In every part of the game.
So give us an example. We'll play how you get somebody to talk to you. So you can talk to them about not the business, but
You mean when I just meet you at the gym?
Yeah, okay. Or tell us how you met Kai
Well, Kai's second level to me, so he came through somebody else, but I've spent a lot of time just building relationships. So, it would be very rare for me to just, if I see you in pain, I may come up, hey, my name is Julie, and you know, I see you're struggling, what happened? And then you're going to tell me what happened, and then I would say, you know, I don't know if this is at all interesting to you, but have you ever heard of using magnetism for your issue? And they probably say no. I say, well, I've been working with a company for a very long time from Asia, and they have some really amazing technology. If you're interested, I'd be happy to share that with you. But that's an unusual approach for me. That's when something's really obvious, like, and I'm looking at you because I know you had an injury, but you know, he's really hurt, and my compassion just, I couldn't not say something.
Right.
But generally, if I'm always paying attention to who I see, and if I just like your vibe, I'm gonna create a, I don't know, like, hey, cool shirt. I really like that. It makes my eyes a little dizzy. It makes me feel dizzy, but I kind of like that. You know, and he's waiting for coffee in the coffee shop, and so I'm like, you know, I'm just gonna connect. And usually what I'm hoping for, if I'm in certain circles, is that I'm going to see you again at the coffee shop, and I'm going to build the connection to the point whereby, let's have coffee together one day. Let's have coffee together. And then we have coffee together. And then it's going to get, tell me more about what you do. And even I might do that even in the line. I might say, so what do you do? I might be quite bold. You know,
you're standing in line for a movie ticket.
Yeah. What do you do?
Yeah, anything.
And then it's just like, actually, the lady at Chipotle the other day, she couldn't use her right arm. She's paralyzed, she's hanging. And I just saw that instantly. I have you ever heard of magnetics? No. And I gave her my card. And I said, I really think I have something that can help you. She's like, really? Yeah. She's like, how did you notice? I didn't even notice before. And I just said, because I pay attention. So it's really a lot about paying attention.
She didn't want to feel like she was the subject of that.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like paying attention.
Put yourself around people. You know, I think that's part of it. You know, you could traditionally love to be with people, and you can, but you can deliberately look for the qualified people. You know, your business or men's networking groups, even in your volunteering in your community. All right, and those societies, you get to know people. All right, and then you find out the gap.
So many ways.
You know, in
yes,
so many ways. But they also
like that.
Learn about you and your values and your story. It's finding out the other person's story, but you got to put yourself in the spot where you're going to discover each other.
Yeah, you really do need, and here's the funny thing, is that I'm actually, you would all say I'm an extrovert. I love nothing more than sitting quietly at home reading a book. I am one of the most introverted people I know. I could spend weeks doing that, quite happy, painting, not talking to anybody, in my own little world. Yep.
A lot of the leaders are the same way. Dave
same
Johnson
way.
Told me for the first 5 years, he threw up before and after every time.
I always have three books.
Terrified. Yeah. Not like to be out there. But he's trained himself. And you've trained yourself.
Wonderful.
So comfortable and
yeah. So you can feel that other part of you that hasn't. And I think it's because with Nikki and I feel so aligned that I know that if I just express who I am, it will read well for people, I hope, because it's real for me. It's real in my heart. It's real in my brain. I know the world needs these technologies. The world is dying.
And the embedded reluctance that you have when you have your totally one with what you're doing.
Yes.
Okay, it goes away.
It
goes away.
Yeah, because you and helping you is more important than my introvertedness.
It's all about the person out there.
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah. And yeah, exactly. And you take your mind off yourself and you don't worry about you anymore. Yeah, I might worry about it later. Like I go home and I go, what did I just do? Was that terrible? You know, and I'll question things then, but not in the moment. Because in the moment, it is about you. Focus is all about you. Not what am I going to say? Not how am I going to get this right? I don't know how to get it right. If it's meant to be, you'll click with it, and if it isn't, you won't. Right? I mean, people showed me Nikan twice before I heard it the third time, right? Is it Carrie said, you know, when God gives you something, I like pay attention? Was that Carrie?
Yeah.
Or was that you?
No.
I don't know. Anyway, whatever.
Kimball.
It was Kimball, okay. And it made me laugh because the first time was a doctor I knew from Macrobiotics, and I was just, he had no products, and I was like, whatever. Second time was another person in Macrobiotics who was a physical therapist, hygienist, and massage. No product. All he talked about was making money. And I was so offended. It was so offended because he said, aren't you sick of not making money? I had a huge healing center and it wasn't making money, but it was a huge vision and it was my passion. So he was really offending me and my work. So I said no. And the third time it came, somebody was like, here, your back's hurting? Here, put this on your back. Oh, okay. Stupid. Okay. And it worked. And I went, it worked. What? It worked. So,
why you feel so good about blending products, because that's
how I got in. I'd say 80% of this room got in because somebody, at least that's old people.
Even my commute
Think about how...